Welcome to Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Shkup. Today we'll focus on chapter 42 of Sefer Yirmiyahu, in which the prophet reappears in the aftermath of the murder of Gedaliah ben Achikam. We do not know if Yirmiyahu and Baruch ben Neriah were in Mitzpeh that Rosh Hashanah. Perhaps they only returned after the holiday to find the entire community in turmoil after Gedaliah and many of his entourage were murdered. It is also not clear where the events described in this chapter occurred. As this chapter opens, it seems that we're thrown into a muddle with an obscured context. Vayikshu kol sarei hachayalim veYochanan ben Kareach veYezania ben Hoshea veKol ha'am miKaton veAd Gadol vayomru al Yirmiyahu hanavi tipol na tchinatenu lefanecha vehitpalel ba'adenu al Hashem Elokecha ba'ad kol ha'sheirit hazot ki nisharnu me'at meharbe kasher einecha ro'ot otanu. ויגד לנו השם אלוקיך את הדרך אשר נלך בה ואת הדבר אשר נעשה. All the army officers, as well as Yochanan, son of Kareach, and Yezaniah, son of Hoshea, and all of the people from the young to the old, approached Yirmiyahu the prophet and said to him, "Please hear our petition and pray for us to Hashem your God for this entire remnant, for only a few of us survived of the many, as your eyes can see. May Hashem your God tell us where we should go and what we should do. And did Yirmiyahu just arrive to find the cistern full of human remains and the rescued captives to hear of the death of Gedaliah and the massacre on the compound? In any event," verse 4 relates, "Vayomer alehem Yirmiyahu Navi, Shamati. הנני מתפלל אל השם מלוקיכם כדבריכם, והיה כל הדבר אשר יענה השם אתכם, אגיד לכם, לא אמנע מכם דבר." "I heard you," replied Yirmiyahu the prophet. "I will certainly pray to Hashem, your God, as you requested. I will tell you everything Hashem says, and will keep nothing back from you." Shaldal takes note that Yirmiyahu paid attention to the manner in which they spoke and pointedly corrected them when they referred to Hashem as Elokecha, stressing instead Hashem Elokechem. As a result, they swear to Yirmiyahu, "Yihi Hashem banu le'ed emet ve'ne'eman, im lo kechol hadavar asher yishalechecha Hashem Elokecha eleinu ken na'aseh." "May Hashem be a true and faithful witness against us if we do not act in accordance with everything Hashem, your God, sends you to tell us." Then, finally grasping his veiled rebuke, they defensively reassure him. "Im tov ve'im ra bekol Hashem Elokeinu asher anachnu sholchim otcha elav nishma. Leman asher yitav lanu ki nishma bekol Hashem Elokeinu." "Whether it is favorable or unfavorable, we will obey Hashem, our God, to whom we are sending you, so that it will go well with us, for we will obey Hashem, our God." But unwittingly, they reveal that their obedience is conditional. Leman asher yitav lanu, so long as it seems good to us. Yirmiyahu prays and waits for Hashem's answer, which is delayed and comes only after 10 days. Vayhi miketz aseret yamim, vayhi dvar Hashem el Yirmiyahu. Aparbanel finds it curious that we're told how long Yirmiyahu was compelled to wait until Hashem responded. He writes, "I think that Gedaliah ben Achikam died on the second day of Tishrei, for the first day was Yom Tru'ah." Prior to giving chase after Yishmael, who had taken the captives, Yochanan and his men beseeched Yirmiyahu to pray for them, as they were afraid of the Babylonians' response to the massacre. Yochanan and his band rescued the captives taken by Ishmael during Aseret Yemei Tshuva and returned to Mitzpeh before Yom Kippur. Accordingly, Yirmiyahu had been praying for 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. And after Yom Kippur, Hashem answered. Accordingly, the events of this chapter unfold before Yochanan leads the survivors towards Egypt. Yalkut Shimoni explains that prophecy is bestowed in the merit of Am Yisrael. Hashem withholds prophecy when he is angered by his people. The Medrash quotes Rabbi Akiva, who said, "All 38 years that the Israelites spent in the desert, Hashem withheld prophecy from Moshe and Aaron, for the people had angered him. Only when that generation died out, Hashem renewed prophetic messages." Rabbi Shimon ben Azai added, "It is true that Moshe could receive the word from Hashem only in the merit of Israel, but that is also true of all other prophets." Thus, there was no answer from Hashem until everyone had done tshuva. Hashem's answer finally comes. And Yirmiyahu assembles all the people who had beseeched his intervention. "Vayomer alehem, ko amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, asher shlachtem oti elav lehapil trinatchem lefanav. Im shov teshvu ba'aretz hazot, ובניתי אתכם ולא אהרוס, ונתתי אתכם ולא אתוש, כי ניחמתי אל הרעה אשר עשיתי לכם." So he summoned Yochanan, son of Kereach, and all the army officers who were with him, and all the people from the least to the greatest. And he said to them, "This is what Hashem, the God of Israel, to whom you sent me to present your petition, says. If you stay in this land, I will build you up and not tear you down. I will plant you and not uproot you. For I have relented concerning the disaster I have inflicted on you." Malbim suggests that Yirmiyahu said, "Asher shlachtem oti," which seems extraneous, but was meant to stress that Hashem did not respond to your quest. What is the best route to escape to Egypt? For Hashem does not concur that you should leave Eretz Yisrael. Instead, Hashem accepted my plea that he be merciful to the remnant of Israel who have suffered so much. Yirmiyahu then encourages his audience and emphasizes twice, "Do not fear," in verses 11 through 12. "Al tirao mipnei melech bavel asher atem yireim mipanav. Al tiru mimeno neum Hashem, ki itchem ani lehoshia etchem ulehatzil etchem miyado, veeten lachem rachamim, verichem etchem, veheshiv etchem el admatchem." "Do not fear the king of Babylon whom you now fear. Do not fear him," declares Hashem, "for I am with you, and I will save you and deliver you from his hands. I will grant you mercy so that he will be merciful to you and restore you to your land." Malbim explains that Hashem promises that Nebuchadnezzar will reduce the burden of labor and taxes and restore ownership of the lands to the Jewish people, if only they will not abandon their homeland and flee in fear. Apparently, Yirmiyahu suspects that Yochanan's allegiance is still with Egypt, as it was when he actively promoted the Egyptian-led insurrection against Babylonia. He, and many like him in the kingdom of Yehuda, had adopted an Egyptian worldview and presumed that Hashem was merely a regional god, and his Torah applies only within Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to free themselves from the burden of living in a country in which Hashem scrutinizes their behavior and punishes wrongdoing, preferring the materialism and licentiousness of pagan cultures. Consequently, Malbim says, the prophet exposes their hidden motivations in verses 13 and 14. ואם אומרים אתם, לא נשב בארץ הזאת לבלתי שמוע בכל השם אלוקיכם, לאמור, לא, כי ארץ מצרים נבוא, אשר לא נראה מלחמה, וכל שופר לא נשמע, וללחם לא נרעב, ושם נשב. But if you think, we will not live in this land, so that we may disobey the voice of Hashem your God, while you explicitly say, no, but we will go to the land of Egypt, where we will not see war, nor hear the blare of the ram's horn, or hunger for bread. There we will live. Then Yirmiyahu spells out the inevitable consequences in verse 16. V'hayta ha-cherev asher atem yireim imena, sham tasig etchem, be'eretz Mitzrayim. V'harav asher atem do'agim imenu, sham yidbak achareichem, Mitzrayim, v'sham tamutu. Then the sword you fear will overtake you there in the land of Egypt. And the famine you dread will catch up with you there, Egypt, and you will die there. Mitzudat David takes note of the awkward syntax and explains that the Chaldean sword will follow them into the land of Egypt. Though Egypt was the breadbasket of the Middle East, he warns that famine will pursue the Jewish refugees even there. And for emphasis, he added, Egypt. Ki ko amar Hashem tzvakot Elokei Yisrael, kasher nitach api v'chamati el yoshvei Yerushalayim, ken titach chamati aleichem bevoachem Mitzrayim. V'hayitem le'ala u'leshama, v'leklala u'lecherpa, v'lo tir'u od et ha'makom hazeh. For this is what Hashem of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Just as my anger and wrath were poured out on the residents of Jerusalem, so will my wrath be poured out on you if you go to Egypt. You will become an object of cursing and horror, of vilification and disgrace, and you will never see this place again. In the closing verses, Yirmiyahu speaks, but no longer quoting Hashem, and instead functions as a scolding teacher, as he reiterates the warning and calls them out for their insincerity and unspoken intentions. Ki hit'eitem benafshotechem, ki atem shlachtem oti el Hashem Elokechem lemor, hitpalel ba'adenu el Hashem Elokeinu, ukechol asher yomar Hashem Elokeinu ken haged lanu ve'asinu. Ve'agid lachem hayom ve'lo shamatem bekol Hashem Elokechem, ולכל אשר שלחני אליכם. ואתה ידוע תדעו, כי בחרב, ברעב ובדבר תמותו, במקום אשר חפצתם לבוא לגור שם. According to מצודת דוד, these verses means, you made a fatal mistake when you sent me to Hashem your God, and misled me by saying, pray to Hashem our God for us. Tell us everything he said and we will do it. I had told you today, but you have not obeyed Hashem your God, as you had not whenever he sent me to you in the past. So now be sure of this. You will die by the sword, famine, and plague in the place where you want to go to settle. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmat Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.